really need are positive ideas. If you think positively about yourself and others, then you can make a good life and build a good community. I've changed a lot because of my involvement in the peace movement. First, I changed because of the work, then because other people began to see me in a different way. I learned that my ability to dance, to have fun, and to be happy is a real gift that I can share and use to help other people. I learned that the abuse of the rights of children lies behind all their tragedies. I came to see my own journey through childhood as a struggle against the abuse of my own rights, including the right not to be recruited as a child soldier, the right to be protected from violence, and the right not to work underage. I know that I have been saved from my own drowning by having my right to participate respected. I have learned also that there are many different ways of making peace. Every child we help, every volunteer we recruit, that is someone who can help us build a better community, a better country. Making peace isn't just about talking, it is about taking action.
Wilfredo's story is called Saved from Drowning. And on the last page, he explains what that means. Learning about his rights and working to help other kids, he says, has saved him from drowning in the sea of violence around him. Like the other kids in this book, Wilfredo has learned that there are many different ways to make peace, and sometimes they can be as small as just helping one person. We've come to the end of the teenager's stories. Now let's read the final chapter of the book. It will tell us more about the children's movement and what happened to these 9 kids after they told their stories for this book. Continue reading on page 172.